FM 90.3 WJTL, Third Day, Let There Be Light. Skillet, good to be alive. Prior to that, good morning, 749.
Today is Talk Back Tuesday. It is National Pie Day. We would love to hear what's your favorite kind of pie. Keep your comments to about 30 seconds. You can leave those comments on the listener hotline, 717-397-8090, and we look forward to hearing from you. We do have a flood watch through this afternoon for Lancaster and York along the Susquehanna River. Rain today should be out of here by later this morning. Should clear up this afternoon. Highs today near 60. 32 for the overnight low, and then mostly sunny and cooler tomorrow. Highs will stay right around 40. Right now it's 51 in Lancaster, 52 in York, and 46 in Harrisburg.
This morning, our special guests, Joel and Caleb from One Life Institute. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Before we start, it's Pie Day. We're asking everybody's favorite pie. Caleb, your favorite pie?
There's nothing better than hot apple pie with vanilla ice cream on a sunny day.
Oh,
it just tops
yeah.
it off.
Yeah, sounds good. Joel, you?
See, for me, it depends on the time of year.
Okay.
So, around Thanksgiving, fall, I'll pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
But a day like today, nice hot pie with vanilla ice cream sounds really good.
Yeah.
Then in the summer, you know, berry pie.
I like berry pie. Like
berry.
Very berry. Like all the mixed berries.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
I was telling Lisa that.
Boston cream pie, always good to
see. You're a pie guy. You like a lot of different pies. Well, Joel and Caleb are here today to tell us about One Life Institute. Caleb is the student advancement specialist. Caleb, for those who don't know, tell us about One Life.
So One Life is a nine-month gap year program, which really focuses on intentional discipleship and mentoring and also experiential learning. So you're getting 30 college credits all in 1 year, but you're really experiencing life with others in community, being okay with being comfortable with the uncomfortable, and a blessing, not a burden, and just seeing how God is working through your lives and in your heart throughout the relationships and the community that you build within One Life as it is involved.
And you guys are located on the campus of Lancaster Bible College?
Yes, we are located on the campus of Lancaster Bible College and also Three Springs Ministries up in Morris, PA. And we're also involved down in Southern Western University in Greenville, South Carolina.
So why did you pick One Life?
So one of the main reasons that I wanted to do One Life is because I wasn't sure after high school what I exactly wanted to do, but I knew I wanted to do something with my life. And growing up, I had a lot of people really invest in my life and pour into me as a mentorship. And I knew that One Life, it really encapsulated that people came along beside you and they didn't just let you know what was going on in your life, but they said, hey, let's walk through life together. Let's see how Jesus is working in your life. And one of the other main reasons was experiential learning. Growing up, I was really big into just doing things with my hands and learning things with my hands. So sitting in a classroom all week is one thing, but being able to go out the next week and apply it to my real life really made like learning, experiencing like the real hands and work of what Jesus was doing. And we are able to experience that in One Life by what we're learning and what we're being taught.
Very cool. And with us today also is Joel Hughes. He's the operations manager of One Life. Joel, why did you pick One Life?
Yeah, so my story is a little bit different than Caleb. I grew up in a Christian home and I was playing soccer a lot. And I thought I was going to go really far with my soccer career and really became an idol to me. But my junior, senior year of high school, the Lord really got a hold of my heart and really moved some priorities around in my life. And I realized that, you know, I needed to build a foundation on biblical truth. And not just go off and do my own thing. But looking at Christian colleges and all that, I knew I wanted to go to Christian college. Thought I would go to play soccer, but I heard about One Life. And I thought, well, this is an amazing opportunity to travel, meet all these other people, learn all these crazy things, and still get credit for it.
Right.
And so I was like, this is a great first step to go to Christian college or wherever I want to go. So going through One Life and the Lord really just transformed my life. Through the people around me, through the leadership there, through the classes we learned, the different trips we went on. And it was actually funny, before I went to One Life, I was reading through Acts and just seeing the model of the church and what the church is supposed to look like. And so as I'm reading Acts on one hand and learning about One Life on the other, it's like, wow, these two are really lining up.
Yeah.
And so the Lord was just opened that door and said, hey, this is what I want you to do. And so far, my life has been changed by it.
Wow.
And, he's been so faithful through it.
So if somebody's listening and they say, I want to do something like that. You guys have an open house coming out. They could come out, check it out.
Yeah, so our open houses are pretty cool because you're not just learning about what One Life is, you're also getting to experience One Life for a little bit. So our open houses are on February 17th and April 7th from 9 to 12. You can go on our website, onelifepath.org, register there. You also see a lot of cool pictures from trips we've gone on and different information about us on our website at onelifepath.org.
One Life Institute, they're having their open houses February 17th and April the 7th. They are on the campus of Lancaster Bible College. They're on Eden Road. You can check it out online, onelifepath.org. Joel and Caleb, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks so
Hope
much.
Hope you guys get to eat some apple pie today.
Oh, yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, got you.
Back to the music we go with Switchfoot. This is Hope is the Anthem on WGT.